You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As of the 29th of May 2017, 27,856 organisations are registered as charities in New Zealand. This number may soon be reduced by one, however, with the Charities Board seeking to deregister lobby group Family First. The board itself did not want to comment on an ongoing case, but recommended I speak with Sue Barker, Director of Sue Barker Charity Law. An expert on the regulation of charitable organisations, I asked her what the process of deregistration would mean.
Deregistration can mean the difference between life and death for a charity because increasingly privileges are being restricted to registered charities only. For example, some philanthropic funders will only fund registered charities, not because that's the law, but because that's what they're doing. A lot of government departments will only enter into contracts with registered charities. A lot of the tax privileges are limited to registered charities only. So it can mean life or death. But Family First have said that it won't mean life or death for them, that their funders are prepared to support them even if they are deregistered. So that is really good. I would say it's more of an exception than the rule. So it can be devastating for a charity to be deregistered. The rationale for the regime, why we brought the regime in the first place, or why New Zealand brought the regime in the first place, was because there was no way of knowing. Anyone could stand on a street corner and rattle a bucket, and there was no way of knowing what would happen with that money. There was no register and no requirement to report. So what the regime was intended to do was set up a register of charities and require them to report their financial information so the public could see. It's all about transparency and accountability of charities. So the purpose of the regime was to weed out the bad charities, the ones that were engaging in fraud or tax avoidance or perhaps were being used for money laundering or terrorist financing. It was not intended to be a means of silencing charities for speaking out. It's you're intended to be able to be deregistered for serious wrongdoing. And I would say that the approach of deregistering charities for quite controversial, narrow interpretations of the definition of charitable purpose is not what the regime is intended to do. And it does put us out of step with charity regulation internationally. What is bothering me is that the Supreme Court and the High Court, the Supreme Court in Greenpeace and the High Court in Family First, were both quite critical of the charities regulator's approach in this area. But in practice, it's not clear that there's been any difference in the charities regulator's approach. They still appear to be applying a political purposes exclusion despite the court's decisions. Their interpretations are highly challengeable, but under the current framework, it's very difficult for charities to appeal their decisions. So it really is great to hear that Family First are going to appeal the decision because that will help to clarify the law for all charities. But what we really need is the post-implementation review of the Charities Act that was originally promised back in 2004. Charities play an enormously important role in New Zealand society. They're the glue that holds society together and they really deserve a regulatory framework that works. And I would argue that there is a lot in the current regulatory framework that isn't working. And I would also say that freedom of expression is a very important right. And it's that Voltairean saying, even though Voltaire apparently didn't actually say it, I may not agree with what you say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it. It's an important right that people have died for, and we really must work to protect it. In the same way that we must work to support the New Zealand charitable sector, there needs to be a greater recognition that society works better with a strong and sustainable charitable sector.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.